You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug and mother plugger. Go plug yourself.
What, the Charter of Value?
Do like a terrible pre-interview.
Okay, no. Hang on. So this is actually recording.
Okay, good.
Have you seen the fucking ads that they put up?
Yeah.
For this?
They're funny.
They were like, oh, we made a terrible decision. Let's put up big billboards to try to get people on the fucking side of it.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The thing with the, you know, the don't, you can't wear religious garments and shit like that.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. That's
religious garments, religious symbols, and whatever else like that. And it was like, the ad I saw was like, it's a huge double billboard. One billboard says, Quran, Bible, and another one. What's another holy text? Torah? Quran, Bible, Torah. They're like sacred. And then the next one is just sort of like men and women equal. It's all French. And then underneath, but it's like religious, neutral. Our values. And I was like, I don't understand what this is even fucking saying. Like,
yeah, I don't know. As far as somebody wearing a turban on their head, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
Who
like
the
if my doctor is going to operate on me and he has a turban on his head, and he's gonna stop whatever is gonna about to kill me. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Do it up. You know what I mean?
Like, well, because like one of the big things is that anybody working for the government needs to adhere to these rules too, right? And I was like, if you want to do it, they're not even doing it right because they're like, oh yeah, it's religious neutrality, but we're still gonna have a Christmas tree. And I'm like,
yeah.
No.
But I think it's called a holiday tree now or
whatever.
Something. No, I'm just kidding.
I just like
But you know what I mean? If you're gonna be neutral. Neutral.
But you know what I think it is, too, is just like, you know, like I'm Catholic and all that, and, you know, I have a cross around my neck, but, you know, the thing is that, you know, you see somebody who has like a hijab.
You got a Jesus tattoo as well.
I have a Jesus
You're going to have to cover the fuck up, man.
Yeah, like, no, the same, but like, I think it's just that, you know, they're like, oh, it's ridiculous that you're, you know, they're wearing these things on their heads and all that, you know, but it's just like, yeah, you know, maybe like you see it as like us, you know, like I can just hide my cross under my shirt.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's not like if somebody tells me like I have to take it off when I walk into a building, even though it's under my shirt, I'd be like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So people are like, you know, I have this, but I keep it under my shirt. But like, yeah, you could keep a cross under your shirt.
Yeah, no.
You can't really hide a turban.
Well, that's the big thing. But there's that they also put out a thing that they put out a thing that actually gives guidelines saying like this, and this is acceptable.
Like, instance,
so like a small cross is fine.
Your cross around your neck, there's a measurement. If your cross is too big, then your cross also.
Yeah, but it's all bullshit. You know,
it is all bullshit.
I was like, I really like. I mean, we read about it in the newspapers and whatever, and we're all very.
It's a newspaper.
It's a piece of paper that has what's on the internet written on it.
Okay.
I don't really understand it either.
Okay. Like a web page.
Yeah,
sure, like
a web page.
Like an old fashioned web page.
On actual paper.
An old timey web page. And by anyone who has a career in this dying medium, it must be crazy.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh. No, but you write for a very respectable publication. The Suburban,
So anyway, that Jesus tattoo.
I'm just jealous that that you're published and I'm not.
Well, have you seen what I published though?
My biggest thing is I kind of want to know where, like, in the global community, how this is like viewed. Like,
terribly.
I want to see this on like BBC World News to be like in backwards ass Quebec.
Yeah, it's a laughing stock. It's like
but even in France, they're trying to do that shit.
Yeah, it's a very like. You know, anyway, so you're just gonna have to make the Jesus tattoo. You're gonna have to make Jesus look less like Jesus. You're gonna have to get like an alteration to the tattoo.
Maybe, like put like a cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's Skinner. It's Leonard Skinner. You know what I'm saying? All right.
So our guest
today is the very Catholic Massimo.
Yeah.
Good to have you here, Massimo.
Devout
Catholic Massimo. Who's that? And Massimo expressed a desire to come back onto the podcast, noting that the first time we had him on, it was dominated completely by Mike Patterson.
Yeah,
I think is what happened.
Time. That was not
I also had asked you, could I do the podcast here at Grumpy's, and I was really, really intoxicated, and I was, like, incredibly drunk.
Yeah, it was.
So,
but I probably was, too, so.
Yeah. trying to say, like, I didn't really want to come back.
So you didn't actually want to do this. Yeah, that was it was one of those.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. I did want to come back. I wanted to be, I wanted to be the fucking star of one episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. And you are now. You will be. Yeah.
Surround me. No, he wasn't. Did you feel like he was taking over the interview? Okay. No. Sure. I'll take that.
Well, I just like shuffled uncomfortably. Like looked at his feet. Like
no, but you didn't. I don't feel that you maybe had as much opportunity to shine as you will right now.
Absolutely.
There, that was pretty diplomatic.
Yeah.
I think.
Fuck my.
That irons it all out.
Yeah.
Gets all the creases out of that shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was just your intoxication and maybe you were having a bad day, but you were like, I'm leaving Montreal. Was that real or was that just...
Yeah, I am leaving. Actually, okay. I just locked down. I was supposed to leave summer 1st, never found a place.
Okay.
And then yesterday I found a place. I'm moving in with three other comics.
That'll be
That'll be fun. It'll be like a day. Yeah. For like the first week. This is so much fun. And then the second week, it's like a sitcom,
guys. I want to kill them.
Yeah, yeah. Then the second week you're like... Oh, comedians are a real fucking hard time to live with.
Can you reveal the identities of the other comedians?
I was just about to, and then I was interrupted. I thought like I was gonna have all the fucking time on this thing. No.
Can you wire the apartment with cameras so that you can be like four comics in?
I am kind of like I don't want to really like talk too much about it because like whatever, I haven't really written all of it or whatever. But like I'm thinking about maybe doing like a web series or something.
Could be like MTV in the late
90s. Since the four of us are like living in this house, just take advantage of it.
Real world Toronto with comedians.
Yeah, some bullshit like that.
So who are you going to be living with?
I'm going to be living with Patrick Akeem.
Okay.
Dan Bingham, who's moving to Toronto the same day as me. All right. Because he's still currently living here. And Dave Marej.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a really, really fun...
Dave Marej is
at least three
dirty house.
At least three to the four of those people. Good bunch. At least three to the four.
We'll keep the scumbag fourth one a mystery.
Who
think the scumbag fourth member is?
Hey, is he in the room right now?
Dave, we had Dave on twice in short bits.
I thought David was amazingly affluent though because of the MTV money. I thought he lived like in a mansion.
Yeah, MTV Canada money.
No. MTV Canada.
Oh right. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. All right.
MTV Canadian Tire.
Do you ever watch like Cribs? MTV Canada.
It's a horrible thing.
Because when you watch the American version, you see these huge mansions.
They're always fucking condos. Like
it's just condos, apartments. You know what I mean? And you watch these shows to like live like vicariously through these stars. And you're like, one day, maybe I'll have a big ass mansion. And then you watch MTV Canada, you're like, I live better than these people. I don't want to watch this show. This show's just depressing. I mean, is this all I have to look forward to? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
they have the really good lean cuisines in their fridge.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like,
it's like you open up the fridge, just like a loaf of bread and some cheese.
Yeah, but it's really good. It's artisanal cheese.
Yeah. It's not that yellow shit. No. You know what I mean? Like,
because Canadians make no money, right? Like, that's the thing. It's like if you make a Canadian like art project or whatever, it's mostly done on grants, and you fucking make
But goddamn it, do you break even?
Mm. Yeah, exactly. God, you break even. Well, it was like when who was it? Was it Mark McKinney at JFL a couple years ago was talking about the broken structure of like the way Canadian unions and Comedy Network and all that stuff works. That it's easier to pick up a new show than it is to renew an old show. Because it's like, because you get all these grants and shit for like new development, but then you're like second season on your own. And then you're like, then you need more money. Mm-hmm. So you ask for more money from the studio and they're like, oh, that show is expensive. You made half that show with government money.
Yeah, apparently once it, like, if it goes to it never goes more than two seasons, because apparently somebody was telling me this.
Yeah.
I forget the reasons why and all that. And, like, that has to do with, but once it hits like third season, then there's like a lot more money to be paid. I think you have to pay the more.
Well, it's like you automatically, everybody's union stuff goes up because they're now on like a recurring show.
Yeah, exactly.
So all the union rates go up. So it's just so you have these and apparently the most notorious one is Comedy Network, because they have a low fucking operating cost. It's not really their fault, I guess. They're probably not like axing the show, but they're like, they need to make ends meet with what they got, so they're always like, one season maybe two, sorry, handshake. You're like,
I remember there was a John Doerr show which I really liked and I thought it was fucking awesome, and it only went two seasons, you know what I mean? And it was really good, but just like, you know, like I think in the States that show would have like kept on going at least four or five seasons or whatever.
Six seasons in a movie.
Yeah.
Fuck. So, moving to Toronto, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm a little excited. You know what I mean? I am very excited.
Have you lived out there before? Or you?
Yeah, I lived there for 2 years, 2008 to 2010.
Okay.
And then I came back for like some, like my brother passed away.
Okay.
And then, you know, I just, you know, I kind of
felt
like
for family stuff.
Yeah, I just came back for family. And then, like, after my father got, like, ill, and then he passed away. So I just kind of, you know, I didn't feel like leaving right away, like leaving my mom alone or whatever. Mm-hmm. I know this is all very depressing. But, so, you know, I always kind of
there's fiddle music in the background.
Yeah,
though,
there's fiddle music.
We said we were recording at the back of Grumpy's. We're actually on a train car heading south.
In the Ozarks.
Yeah. We're actually heading to Toronto right now.
Yeah.
In an old time
in a box car.
Yeah. We're just cooking some beans right now.
Sitting on bales of hay. Walter just lit his corn cob pipe. It's great.
So I'm glad we found a nice humorous moment while I was talking about all the death in my family.
You pointed out how depressing you were being. You shouldn't have pointed out how depressing you were being.
So you came back. You could have been like, I came back for a couple years for family things. And now,
yeah,
and
when I keep on saying family things, then all of a sudden in my head I'm like, no, bro, it's an interview. They love these moments.
Especially with the fiddle music.
Yeah. She's got the fiddle music in the back.
Getting real with Keith and Walter.
Yeah.
Is that what the show is called, Getting Real?
It is now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is this show called anyway?
Go Plug Yourself?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Normally, it's meant to plug projects, but this is actually the second consecutive episode where we're plugging the departure of a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Last episode was with Mo, who was like, I'm also leaving, and we're like, goodbye.
Yeah, I remember that night because I was here, like, smashed on my brain. And you're like, oh, we're going to interview Mew. We're going to interview...
whoever that guy is. Yeah. Mew, Mo.
We're going to interview Mo. Do you want to jump in? I'm like, nah, man. I'm on my own.
I want my own show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I already did it with
done
my
time.
Yeah. Paid my fucking dues. What the fuck are we talking about?
You came back.
Yeah, I came back. And I'm heading out, you know, back over there.
You did well in Toronto last time?
I did okay. I'm very lazy. You know what I mean? I will say that much.
You're not that lazy.
Yeah, okay. But for a slacker, I'm quite motivated.
You're a pretty motivated slacker.
Yeah, I'm a very motivated slacker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I wouldn't
say out there. You're doing stuff.
Yeah, I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anything that doesn't take too much effort.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll do it.
Now, are you
much like stand-up comedy.
Are you milking the move to get, like, to get a bunch of gigs like Patrick Hakeem did before he left?
No, because I didn't want to do, like... You know, like, I know, like, you know, a lot of people when they move, they're like, okay, I'm moving now, like, whatever, let's say, like, July 1st or whatever, and then some shit happens, you know, and then they end up, like, moving, like, a month or two later, and they're like, okay, so I'm going to do my Faro show, you know, June 29th, leaving July 1st, and shit, some things work out, then there's another Faro show, and then another, you know, you keep on moving the date, you keep on having more farewell shows,
mm-hmm.
and I just had one farewell show, and then I was supposed to leave July 1st or whatever, and then I wasn't moving. I'm like, well, this is it.
Don't tell anyone the date. Just be like, the day before you move, be like, fuck it, motherfuckers, this is my farewell show. Drop the mic.
Yeah, leave. Well, I'm hosting
and
the last.
Like, oh my god.
Well, I'm hosting the last weekend. Jay Oakerson is the headliner.
Oh, cool.
At the Comedy Works, the 26th, 28th. So like that, because now it's official. I rented it. I gave somebody some money.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like, it's for sure October 1st. I'm leaving. So that weekend, I'll probably throw some. Hey, these are my final shows before I leave.
Well, that we could actually plug. So if you
I just fucking did it, bro.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, it's done.
You know what I mean?
Plugged.
If somebody needs to know that, they can just rewind.
It's a quick episode today.
Yeah, great.
It's like 20 minutes in. Yeah, all right.
And comedy's truth. You know what I'm saying? All right, see you later, guys.
Bye. Is rent so expensive in Toronto that four people need to live together, or is this like a choice?
Kind of, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, cool, a bunch of guys living together. And I was like, wait a second.
Are you guys good?
You're grown ass men.
Yeah.
Live at the top of the CN Tower.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like,
we're all chipping in.
Because when it's four guys, it's doable, you know?
I know some people that live in Toronto, and I know a friend of mine who lived alone in a shithole was paying like $1,200 a month.
Oh, yeah.
And it was crazy. And I was like, this is a shithole. My girlfriend's cousin lives in, like, a really nice place and has three roommates, and they're paying, like, $2,500. I was like, $2,500 fucking dollars.
Yeah, you
rent
the mansion over here for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, I own this fucking, like, giant two-story, like, thing with glass windows overlooking water.
Yeah, no, like, a lot of places we looked at, like, most of the, like, we ended up finding this really good deal. It's, like, $1,850. It's, like, under $500 for
each of us. I was going to say a bridge.
Was that?
It's like it's under a bridge. It's a little dark.
Yeah, it's under a bridge. There's a crack house next door. No, but it's like a really nice place in the West End of Toronto.
Okay.
But like a lot of places we're looking at were like, you know, $2,800, $3,000.
Jesus Christ.
For a house. But just an apartment by yourself. Like I was looking at first. I was thinking about getting a place on my own. Like, you know, for a decent place, like $800. You know what I mean? for like, I'm talking about like for
a 1.5 kind of thing.
Yeah, for like a 1.5, like no bedroom. If you want a bedroom, like I was looking at some like downtown, like all these bachelors, like these 1.5s. Like the cheapest one I saw was 830 plus hydro and whatever. For like, there was, I remember looking downtown, there was like some bachelors, like 1.5s. That they started at like 1250.
Fuck off.
For like no bedroom. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But like, is it because they're idiots? Because also like the same thing happens with hockey tickets, right?
Yeah.
Like, because they have the most expensive hockey tickets for a team that hasn't ever won, and you're like, are they just really bad with money? They're like, this is how much things cost.
No, dude, I guess there's just more people there or whatever.
It's because it's a big city.
But can they make that much more money than us?
Yes.
I guess they do. But everything's more. Yeah. They do, actually. There's a lot more. You know,
there's so much more
Toronto.
Stuff there. Like, I shit on Toronto all the time, but then I was there.
I do too.
I was there a couple weeks ago, and there's so much more shit there. Like,
when it comes to Toronto, Montreal, like, you know, I'm, you know, kind of biased with saying, like, Montreal is the better city because I'm, you know, I'm born and raised here.
Yeah. Right.
But when it comes to, like,
it's shiny
living,
and new.
Like, living, you know, for not much money, having a great time. Yeah, this is the fucking place. You know what I mean? But Toronto, like, there's all the shit's there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really safe place to party, though. They have this thing called Smart Serve.
What the hell's that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said first time somebody said that to me when I lived in Toronto.
The one where they're like, hey, Massimo, you look like you need Smart Serve. Yeah, you're like, fuck you.
Like, if they seem like you're about to, like, maybe be too drunk, they have the right to tell somebody, sorry, we'll cut you off. Which people have that right, too, but nobody does
and
that
it's
here.
Not even, like, a driving issue. It's not even,
no,
like,
I remember once I was at a bar. This is what happened to me. I went to, I was dating this comic. Right, a chick.
Okay,
right?
Good. Thanks.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good,
was,
thanks for specifying
like
that.
I was like to clear that up because the majority of comics are men.
You have
to,
yeah.
So,
right.
We go. Also, I like to clear up that it's a chick too because I went to a gay karaoke bar.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, she goes, "Let's go sing karaoke. Would you want to do that? It's in a gay bar." I'm like, "I fucking love karaoke."
Yeah.
I mean, I don't give a
but
fuck.
You have to get
where
wrecked,
it is.
But you have
mean?
To get wrecked.
Yeah,
for karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, and I wasn't even that wrecked. You know what I mean? But I didn't drive. Like, I lived from the karaoke bar. Like, I lived in the fucking neighborhood, you know what I mean? Because the gay neighborhood, like, even here, it's downtown, but it's, like, I don't, this probably sounds horrible, but it's, like, down the fucking street. Like, it's away from downtown, but the gay neighborhood is, like, in downtown. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like,
right there.
So, but I used to live around down. I don't know why I'm explaining
some
all this.
Some good breakfast places.
Listen, I'm not fucking gay.
Look,
anyway,
I'm telling you.
But anyway, but I lived in the neighborhood, right? So, anyway, I even wasn't even using my car. Anyway, I went outside. You probably have to edit this because I'm just mumbling.
No, it's good.
So I was going out. So I'm going outside for a cigarette, and there's like about maybe 5 or 6 steps to the sidewalk to go outside. So I'm walking down. I hit, and on the third step, I just lose my balance. Not because I'm drunk, just because I'm
you have
fat.
A really terrible.
You know what I mean? I'm just fat and I have no
you're
balance.
Just not coordinated whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm
problem.
Walking, but like I lose my balance for like a split second. Like I immediately catch my balance. I put myself back straight, and I walk down. And then I'm about to light up a cigarette, and my ex-girlfriend's like, can we smoke out here? Like, and the girl's like, yeah, that's cool. She goes, but I'm not too sure about this guy going back in.
Wow.
And I was
going
like,
back in?
I would have
yeah. And I was like,
lost my mind.
Just going back in?
Yeah, just going back in. And I was just
amazing.
Like,
amazing.
And I was like, well, what do you mean? She goes, I don't know, you seem a little bit too drunk. I'm like, what are you talking about? I go, I've had some drinks. I go, I had maybe about 5 or 6 whiskeys, which is nothing for me. I'm 240 pounds.
You're a big guy, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like,
both of his eyes are like, popping out of his head.
I would,
because
I'd kill everyone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just
and that's
like,
what I was. But I was being very, very cool about it because I wanted to go, you know, because I'm having a good time. I'm singing. A lot of gay guys are coming up to me, complimenting me for my singing.
Yeah.
I felt great. You know what I mean? I felt like the fucking prom queen that night.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I wanted to go back and
prom
keep
king.
On impressing. Yeah, prom king. Well, yeah. No, but it's a gay bar.
Right,
I mean? Yeah.
Sure, okay.
You know what I mean? So anyway.
You're kind of
so
fucking
like,
up your own
you,
argument here, but anyway.
But I'm like, well, what do you mean? She goes, oh, but you know, I don't know. You're a little bit, you know, wobbly when you went down the stairs. I'm like, oh, I just lost my balance. I do it all the time. It's just not coordinated, whatever.
She's like, stop being aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Being aggressive.
You stop. And I'm like, look, I'm not. And then I guess maybe because I act a little bit like a douche about it or whatever. But I'm like, no, I'm totally good. Like, I'm totally fine. You want me to walk a straight line? And then I started, like, touching the tip of my nose with my index fingers, like, back and forth, like, 12 times in a row. I'm like, look how good I am. Look how good I am. Back and forth. She's like, okay, and then she like kind of laughed a bit, right? It was like female door person.
I think you threw up on her.
And I threw up on her shoes. I'm like, seriously, I'm okay. So I go back and she's like, she laughs. I go, that's fine. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, now you got to do is talk to people nicely and get what you want. I go back inside, and then we're on the back patio area, whatever, having another cigarette out there, which I should have just smoked out there in the first place.
Probably.
So, and then another somebody from the bar staff or whatever. It's like really tiny little lesbian chick came out, and I like I'm standing there talking. I see her like look a little bit nervous. She's a very tiny girl. Like she was maybe a third of my size. You know what I mean? And I'm not even exact, but she was a tiny girl. Right. And she's like pulling out a cigarette. She's laying it up. She's looking all nervous. I'm like, and I notice her that she's looking all. Like, why is this chick all nervous? You know what I mean? Anyway, and I keep on talking. She's like, yeah, listen, dude. After that. We're gonna have to ask you to leave.
What?
And I'm like, what? Exactly. That's what I. That's when I reacted the way you've been reacting the whole time through the story. I was like, what? I go, what are you talking about? I go, I haven't doing anything wrong. I haven't like making any trouble. I've been tipping the barman. You know, I've been tipping the bartender like properly. Blah blah blah. She's like, no, I know, no. It's just because you're a little bit too drunk. We're after you. I'm like, I'm not even drunk. I have a little buzz going on, but I'm not loaded.
You're like, you want to see me drunk?
Yeah. I'm like, you give me a fucking bottle of Jack. And, you know, so I haven't done anything. She goes, no, it's not about that. It's just that, you know, when we see somebody, you know, it's smart serve. What the fuck's smart serve? It's like, and apparently, like, years ago, there was some bunch of kids that left a golf club. They crashed their car. They all died. And then the Ontario government put in this thing and could hold the bar liable and could, like, fine the bartenders, the bar. Like, the bartender's $1,000. The bar, like, $5,000. So, but sometimes also they can just use this when they're like, I don't like that guy's face and just throw him out. So I'm like, but I'm not doing it. I go, this is very, very weird to me. I don't understand. I go, I'm from Montreal. In Montreal, you could be like smashed out of your brain, lying on the floor, eyeball, like out of your head, and somebody will just come over and just be like, hey, buddy, you okay? Like, do you need another drink?
Do you need another one?
Yeah, exactly.
This you're looking rough. Here.
I wouldn't get served shit all summer, man. Like, I'd be like fucked all summer. Yeah, like, nobody would give me anything.
The way I drink here, like, I would get cut off all the time. And then the girl turns like, no, I know, I love Montreal. It's a great city. I'm like, I know, isn't it? She's like, yeah, we're going to have to ask you to leave. I'm like,
can you imagine that policy here?
Oh my god!
Like, at Grumpy's,
and you know what?
Ram all of a sudden be like, "It's your like fifth." They'd be like, "Shut up, Ram!
Shut up!"
Yeah. Like here, like if you're like walking out of a bar and you're like, "All right, guys, I'm gonna go home. I gotta find my car first." You know, somebody will stop you from getting to your car.
Yeah. Maybe.
You know, and that's even when I go, "But I'm not even driving tonight." It has nothing to do with that. I'm like, "What do you mean? It has everything to with fucking
that.
Do
if
with
the
that."
The rules made because some douchebag kids fucking rolled their car and died.
Exactly.
It's a driving thing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That rule exists because 4 people died in a car and they shouldn't have been in a car.
And this is the place you want to go back to. This is what you're. This is where
you're
going back to.
Dude, there's a lot of rooms.
There's a lot of rooms where I can't get drunk at.
Yeah. I'm just leaving because I'm just happy here and there's like shit I guess I need to resolve in my life. And instead of resolving that, I just feel like running away from my problems is the better solution.
I agree.
That makes a lot of sense. People always say, you know, running away from your problems is not a solution. I think that is totally a solution because if you get away from where your problems are, then you no longer
have
a problem.
But like you have to you have to run far away.
Yeah,
like just running away if you're like, oh, I'm just not going to go to this bar anymore. Not far enough. Other city, that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're like, fucking no one will even know I have problems. Because fucking who cares?
Yeah, like when you were a kid, you know, like when you were 7, right? Like your teacher would tell you, like, you know, somebody's bothering you in the class and teacher would just tell you, just ignore him. And he'll stop bothering you. You know what I mean? Like, just ignore him.
That's not
your
true.
Problem will go away.
Your teacher you know lied to you.
No, but I was usually the kid bothering the other kid. And that, it was a lie.
If
you ignore something long enough, it'll go away. Like, people are like, oh, if you run away from your problems, it's a Band-Aid. And I feel like, you know what? I've had a cut on my hand and put a
Band-Aid.
It fucking worked. Yeah, totally
now,
fixed it up.
If we managed to work out all your problems by the end of this episode, can you stay? Instead of going to a place where you're not allowed to get property?
Sure. I've been unhappy since I was 12. I don't know if you have enough time.
Well, I think we got 40 minutes, half an hour left.
We got about.
Oh, cool. It'll be like a Dr. Oz episode. Right? When he had Charlie Sheen. Last week he had Charlie Sheen on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He had him for like half an hour and he's talking to him.
Did he really?
Yeah. And it was so funny because like at the end, I caught it like the last like 10 minutes of the interview. So he's talking about, you know, Charlie Sheen's talking about like, yes, you know, I've been fucked up and whatever, but he goes, you know, I always showed up. I never showed up drunk or high
on
set.
He said he did.
But it's never happened that often, I think, is what he said. Like he said, like in 14 years I've been in television because I've only had sex in my dressing room twice.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And everybody was very serious because there was a live audience. No one was laughing. And all the time I'm laughing. I'm like, ha, that's funny. Twice in 14 years. Like nobody's laughing.
He's killing.
And he's like,
she's
he's dropping his lines. And every time he's like looking at the audience,
he's
like
around,
nothing.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
Doctor
I'm on Dr. Oz.
Just looking serious at him like, no, you're fucked up. You're fucked up.
My favorite Charlie Sheen thing about being fucked up ever was he was just sort of like, he's like, yeah. He's like, I could show up to work a little messed up. You know, maybe I couldn't stand up straight, but you know what I would do? I would go to like the DP and be like, hey, can my mark be like 3 feet back so I can lean against a mantle or something?
There you go.
DP would be like, sure, because I'm a professional.
Consummate professional.
But he was a professional. He's, you know, he always showed up to work.
But exactly.
You
know what I mean? And I was like,
listen, who was that dude? What was his fucking name? Corey Haim? The guy with heroin. Corey Haim?
Corey Haim.
Whatever.
Haim. He's the one that died.
No, the other one. The guy.
Feldman.
Yeah, Corey Feldman. He was on heroin and he sometimes just wouldn't show up to work. You know what I mean? Charlie Sheen was like freebasing. In the pipe, yo, shut up to work and on time. Do you know what I mean?
That is and a work with children.
Like yeah, Jake, work like with children.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah. Jake Roberts. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah, Jake the Snake always showed up.
Yeah.
Exactly. I saw a documentary of Jake the Snake, and he was just sleeping on a table, and then somebody just nudged him. Is like, time to get in the ring. He's like, all right. And he got his snakes, and he just jumped up in the ring. You know what I mean? That's a fucking professional.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to take a nap. Just tell me when I got
to
go.
I'd like to point out that Keith has made the first professional wrestling reference of this podcast. I was avoiding it. Didn't do it.
We had a pro wrestler on who flew Jake the Snake in to wrestle a show in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Jake the Snake was like...
It was Mike's buddy,
Green
Joe.
Phantom. The super
Green Phantom, okay. Yeah.
So Jake the Snake was like, I would like this much money and a fucking crack dealer. So like gave him the money and he gave it all to the crack dealer, turned his paycheck immediately into crack, did crack all weekend long, but then he wrestled, fucking wrestled the event perfectly well, was great with the kids, signed autographs.
Well, hey,
like,
that's the magic of the DDT, you know what I'm saying?
No, but you're just sort of like, you just turned your entire paycheck into crack, but still wrestled the match and were great with the kids. You're like, that's a pro.
Professional.
But the professional. I got the professional wrestler.
Talking about Green Phantom, I remember the first time I met him. I remember Mike talking about him, but I never actually met him.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was in some wrestling match. He got a concussion. Went to the hospital, and then I don't know if he went to the hospital. Anyway,
probably
all
not.
I know is that he had to stay up all night because he got a concussion,
right,
so he couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
He had to stay up until, like, whatever, 10, 11 a.m. So he called Mike and was like, dude, I can't sleep tonight. I got a concussion. I got to stay up all night. Come out and party with me. And I never met this guy, right?
Okay.
So Mike tells him, sorry, dude, I can't come out. But I know this guy, Massimo, who's probably downtown.
You were the designated partier.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he's probably partying right now. So I get this text message, and it says, my name is the Green Phantom. Well, he told me his actual name, but I don't want to say his name. So my name is so-and-so. I am the Green Phantom. I am friends with Mike. He told me you like to party. I got to stay up all night. And I'm just like... who the fuck is this guy? And I'm like, and then immediately I was like, yes.
Yeah.
If you get a message, some guy who says, I am the Green Phantom, come party. You're like, party, yeah, fucking, I have to do this. It's like my duty or
and
something.
That's how you deal with a fucking concussion.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how you fix a concussion.
You don't go to a doctor or a hospital.
You party
no,
all night.
You just stay up until 10 in the morning. Jesus. Yeah.
So what'd you guys do?
Yeah.
We drank.
You drank, because that's a good
and,
way to start.
Yeah.
Seems
that's
safe.
How you stay up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we did. We just drank alcohol all night.
Yeah,
just stayed up. And I'm like, so why are you partying? Is he celebrating something? He's like, no, I had a concussion.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe you should go to a hospital or something. No, it's fine. I just need to stay up. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a Band-Aid solution. You know what I'm saying?
Go.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Why go see a doctor? Just put a Band-Aid on it.
Why go see a doctor? Stay up all night drinking.
Yeah.
For what ails you. Maybe...
He didn't die. He's there, so it was
no,
good.
No, he's good.
He's still wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
He's got he's going up for a title in Greeley a couple weeks, I think. Yeah.
So where?
Acclaim Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going for a title.
Woo!
Yeah, that was pretty I went, like, for the first time, like, whatever, like, I don't know, about a year ago or whatever, to see Green Phantom and a whole bunch of these dudes.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking awesome. Because I was a big fan, you know, of wrestling.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's like a legitimately big dude. Like, and
yeah.
It's
and
pretty
I saw
impressive
him jump
in the
off,
ring.
Like a balcony, whatever, the second level of like for fun.
Oh, I missed that. You saw that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And he just jumped onto a dude who was lying on a fucking table and just like, boom. I actually recorded it.
That's amazing.
And he just smashed it. I was just like, this is awesome. And I was like really wrecked. I was like, I want to wrestle.
That's why Walter's getting into shape.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You
want to
wrestle?
Yeah.
Oh ref.
Yeah.
You're like a total like wrestling enthusiast.
Yes,
by enthusiast I mean like nerd. Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Like, yes, absolutely.
He went to WrestleMania last year. Is going next year.
Yeah. I was watching at Mike's place with the Green Phantom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he walked in with the mask and everything. It was awesome.
Did he have the mask on the whole time?
No.
Oh, fuck. That'd be so weird.
He just walked in and he had a belt. Like this belt.
He did an entrance into Mike's apartment.
Yeah, he had a picture. He had an autographed picture for Mike. And he walked in. He's like, here you go, brother. This is for you. Autographed picture and a belt.
And it's not being like videotaped or anything. It's just for the benefit of like four guys in Mike's apartment.
It's just for us. And then he was like, did the whole thing. Then he sat down, took off the mask. And then he's like, hey, man, you want like a sandwich or something? Yeah, that's cool. it's just funny to see him come in character. Then after it's just like him. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you have any questions? Well, the only question I have is why was he sad when he was 12?
That's what? Really
and I feel bad. Right? I was like, I keep going back to that. I was like, why were you sad when you were 12?
Oh, dude.
That's like, wow. Because like,
that's why I asked if you had any questions.
The mood of the, you know, we had gotten to too happy a place in this podcast.
Yeah.
Let's go back to.
We're trying to keep Massimo in the city. So if we
I sort of gave up on that though. Once he dropped that, the whole 12, I was like, oh, fuck that. He's going to Toronto, okay. I guess.
I wasn't really sad. I was just, you know, trying to like be just a comedian guy.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, we all suffer from a little bit of depression, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, well,
no,
whatever.
I'm constantly happy.
Really good comics suffer from depression.
Oh, fair.
Walter got on the happy bus at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah, then I went off.
And you crashed the bus.
Yeah, then I crashed the bus. And it's,
then you were like, Summer of Darkness on the happy bus.
What's that passer on your neck? What is that?
Oh, it's
he's
a
wearing
comic,
it like
Comic-Con's
a big nerd.
On this weekend.
Oh, Comic-Con, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're still wearing it, though.
I got like a media pass. Also, I'm hosting the Mick Foley comedy show tomorrow because I'm a wrestling nerd.
He's
doing his comedy show tomorrow.
I always wanted to see – when I was in Edinburgh, he was doing a one-man show there.
Let's talk about that, by the way. We should talk about that, the Edinburgh thing, because you did that this year.
No, I did. I did it last year.
You did it last year. We should talk about
that. Talking about depressing, that was fucking depressing.
Edinburgh?
Just the whole experience?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't like – you know, because I kind of signed on late and like the venue that was like – there wasn't that many venues left to pick from. And the one I got was kind of a little bit far out.
Yeah.
Out of – you know, the heart of all the shows where everything is, you know?
I've heard
the hub of everything.
I've heard Edinburgh can be fun, but it's kind of a shit show because, like, you book everything yourself and it's just, like, a million people doing a million things.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, like, I did the Free Fringe, you know, so, you know, bright side of it all was, like, I didn't really lose any money. Like, yeah, I just did, like, a one-hour, you know, I call it a one-man show and whatever.
Yeah.
Put some sort of fucking theme, but it was just an hour of fucking...
What did you charge?
You don't charge anything. You just
pass it. Free Fringe, right, yeah.
It's like, you know... free to get in, and you get, you know, you
got
charge
nothing
someone.
Out of that, like no kind of compensation or anything, like
no, you get nothing.
Yeah,
you just you pay a fee.
Did you like?
And then you know, if you have good crowds,
people buy you
and
drinks,
good shows.
Maybe, like,
yeah, no, but if you get good crowds, good shows, you can collect a nice hat.
Put the hat around.
I
mean,
you know, I know people have made money
so when you start.
But I was at a place I had to get like, you know, 8 to 10 people a night, which is not so bad because apparently the average is 3 people.
Ooh,
yeah.
Weird, because it's so big, right? And Edinburgh's not.
Yeah, there's like fucking. Three, like this includes like theater, music, you know, stand up. But there's like 3,000 shows.
Yeah.
There's like over 20,000 performers. You know what I mean? Like it's insane. You know what I mean? And you get lost in the shuffle. And I was like really far out. So like out of every 3 shows, like one was like really good. One was like whatever. And then one, like I just wanted to kill myself. You know what I mean? Like it was
how
just
many
like
how
horrible.
Many shows did you
what?
How many did you do?
It was like I think it was like 24. Like as far as my show, like in all I did with spots everywhere, I did about like it's really good to just work everything out because you're just like doing like 2-3 spots a night or whatever.
Right.
But I did like 40 in all. But my shows it was like 24 shows.
Jesus Christ!
And like 1 out of 3, I just wanted to fucking kill myself. There was one night where I just told like there was like about 7 people, and there was these 4, you know, ladies. Like I guess they're in their late 40s, early 50s. And I started off, and I didn't even start off harsh because, you know, like, it was these 4 ladies, 2 other ladies, and then 3 dudes. So I didn't want to start off too hard or too dark or anything. So I started off nicely. I'm like, yeah, so I'm, you know, I'm 35 years old and da-da-da and all this kind of other bullshit. And then I saw the whole time they were just sitting there, like, with their arms crossed. And I kind of talked to them a bit of being all nice. And they just kept on just dead in the eyes, you know what I mean? Just give
like,
me
you've said nothing funny, foreigner.
Yeah, and they're just staring. Like, and at one point, after like 7-8 minutes, I'm like, that is fucking enough. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, and I well, actually, when I had enough, is like I saw one like a little bit like nervous or whatever, uncomfortable. I should say whatever. Anyway, whatever the fuck that word is, she's like pulling her jacket, like and just holding her arms, getting ready for me to
gonna,
finish.
Like, she's gonna make an exit.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
but she's at least letting you finish a joke, though.
Yeah, but she was waiting to finish. But at this point, like, they haven't like laughed. It's
right.
Like, I'll stop this joke. And I'm like, are you getting ready to leave? And she's just like, doesn't even give me the courtesy of fucking actually saying yes, using words, just nodding like I'm about to like choke her or something.
Which you might have actually.
Maybe,
yeah.
Possibly. And it was her and like three of her friends. I'm like, by the way, if you ladies want to leave, it's cool. Like, you know, if you don't want to be here, you can go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then they all get up and they're walking around. Just go home. And that's when I started getting more mad. Like, just, you know, go home and watch like Coronation Street or whatever the fuck it is that you like. And then they left, and then there was like four people left. I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll do it for these four people. And then I'm about to get in my joke, and then two guys look at each other like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Then they walk away. I'm like, all right, fuck it, folks, show's over. You know what I mean?
So what's the deal though? Like, dude, like, did they just happen to be in the bar and a show started?
No, they were at the show before and decided to
they
hang
stuck
out.
Okay.
But you know, like, it was a good experience. You know what I mean? It was just that it was a really shitty venue. Like, there was no spotlight. You know what I mean? It was just all kind of lit up. It had these like Christmas lights all around. There was no real chairs. It was just all these kind of like, you know, those little footstool kind of things you put in front of like a chair, whatever.
Sure, yeah, like,
you know,
a foot
rest,
yeah.
Just a bunch of them just shoved in a corner, two benches.
I recently performed on a stage like that, but they were like soft like this seat we're on now, and it was like six of those put together, and that was the stage, and I was like bouncing around the whole time. It was like a fucking moon bounce.
Yeah, like if the room was full, it would have been, if there was like, you know, it was a small room, it only took like 30 people to fill it up. But most of the time it was like five or six people. It was just, you know, it was a cool experience.
I
but
bet you the
I
food was really good though, right?
What?
I bet you the food was really good though,
oh, yeah.
right?
If you
in
like,
Edinburgh?
If you like everything fried and shit, it's awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I was like, yeah, Scottish cuisine. You know,
yeah, Scottish cuisine. Mm.
Ooh.
Everything's fried. I remember walking by a chip shop, whatever, and I saw a hamburger, 87 cents.
Was it a deep fried hamburger?
Yeah. And I'm like, how the fuck do you make a hamburger? 87 cents. That's and I walk in and it's just like basically like a patty dipped in something and then they fry it. But it's not even really.
That still seems like a good deal.
Yeah, for a fried meat patty.
Shit.
You get a fried meat patty. But it's like really cheap there. Like a poor man has a chance there.
Is it really?
Yeah. Like, you know, like let's say like, you know, Kraft single slices, you know what I mean? Right? You know, like the no name brand even here is like $5 for like 16 slices. Like, there is like 87 cents.
Is everything
the same? It's the same price as it's the same price of a hamburger.
87 cents?
Basically.
You quoted that same price. 87 cents.
No, it was 87 cents. Like a pound of ham, you know, like that processed bullshit. Ham,
sure, yeah.
Like a pound of that was 1 pound.
How much was that? Oh,
it was a pound.
Okay.
It was a pound. Pound for a pound.
Okay, pound for a minute.
You know, half a kilo of spaghetti.
Uh-huh. Half a kilo of spaghetti.
Half a kilo, 500 grams.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
It was 22 cents.
22 cents.
But in a tub?
No, just like in a plastic, like just the way you find it here.
Like dry spaghetti.
You know what I mean? Dry spaghetti, you know.
Oh, so the pasta.
I'm not talking about a plate of spaghetti.
No, exactly. I was thinking a pasta dish. Just like,
that's
22 cents. Here's a tub of spaghetti.
I thought, loaf of bread. You can buy a loaf of bread for like 40 cents.
Right.
Loaf of bread.
I kind of want to go to an Italian restaurant now and look for a half a kilo of spaghetti on the menu. That's what it's
just.
A half kilo of spaghetti.
Give me a half kilo of spaghetti.
But I was like, it's Scotland, right? So, like, maybe.
Yeah, it's fried.
We deep fry half a kilo of spaghetti, and then you eat it. Fuck.
And you can also walk into any chip shop with any candy bar you want, and they'll deep fry it for you.
You just give it to them?
Yeah, you just go. Yeah, here's a, you know, like, you know, they have their, like, you know, they might have, like, you know, four or five choices. But you can walk in there with, I don't know, a fucking Krispy Kreme and go deep fry this shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But I bet
a small child. Can walk in a small child and go deep fry this shit.
But the women. How about
hold
the women?
Hold on, little
though?
Boy.
The women
that
are
chocolate, that
handsome.
Chocolate bar.
Gorgeous.
I was going to be like, hold on, little boy. That chocolate bar doesn't look unhealthy enough. Hand that over here. Let me deep fry. Now we eat it.
Now
like,
it's a meal. It's a meal. It becomes a meal if you deep fry.
Why is there an obesity problem? So Scottish women?
What? Scottish? There were some pretty ladies.
Pretty ladies? Do they have their teeth?
But they weren't from Scotland.
They were not. They're from Spain.
Yeah, they're from Spain.
Yeah.
No, not the prettiest chunk of land in the world there, the UK. Do you know what I mean? It's really, really hard to find. When I went to Australia, that's a beautiful country.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was amazing. That was when I went to French festival in
Adelaide.
Because
they're descendants of whores.
What's that?
Because they're descendants of whores.
Sure.
So
it was a penal colony.
Yeah, no, but also there was a lot of like Dutch and Swiss that went there, Germans.
And impregnated the whores.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's a good mix.
I you know, that was wonderful.
You've gone to Australia multiple times, haven't you?
No, just once.
Just the once?
Yeah.
Okay. What did I think?
Basically,
it was
any
times?
Place I tell you I've been to, you just add
I
one
just, yeah,
time.
Just like, I'm like,
one more time.
You went to Australia once. Oh, he's a fucking Joe Australia over here. He's like, where's Massimo? He's not around. He's probably in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
He goes there at least three times a year.
Because I remember we did talk about this. Like, I think I remember you went out there, and it was better for an extended period you went. Like, you went for like a month or something.
Yeah, I went for like 5 weeks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very popular with the ladies.
How was the food?
The food was all right. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of Italians and Greeks there.
Oh, cool. So
it's
better.
They got that shit covered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would not have thought that.
What? That I was a ladies' man in the
Australia? No.
There's a lot of food.
There's a lot of Italian and Greeks out in Australia.
Yeah, there's a shitload. Yeah,
and Asians as well, right?
Well, Asians, they're everywhere.
Sense. Yeah. Just like hit a boat, go south.
Yeah.
The Asians are just everywhere. It doesn't matter where, how far they have to travel.
Well, it's like that Joe Avati guy does ethnic Italian comedy, right? And he's like from Australia.
Yeah. He became huge here.
Yeah.
He became in huge St. Leonard. Napster. He was one of the
seriously? Really?
Yeah, it was Napster. He just threw up his comedy CD on Napster.
He put it on himself?
I guess so.
Okay.
And then it's like Italians here in Canada were listening to it, burning them, sharing them, and then all of a sudden he just decided to come do a show.
In the middle of like stealing a bunch
like
of YouTube music.
$10 million later. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I miss Napster.
What?
I said, I miss Napster.
I miss Napster too, yeah.
Because there was still a little bit of like, because first of all, it was hard to get albums.
Yeah.
You still had to get like individual songs. There was still a bit of that like bootlegging kind of thing going on. Because like, if I wanted a song, I would need to like find the artist and find the version of it that was on Napster, which might not be the regular version of it. Now you're like, I would like an album, please. And you get it.
Yeah.
So there's no finding music and like a weird like.
Yeah, I still always like get my music like free and whatever. And now I just get on iTunes because I find like on iTunes I actually find bands that I don't know.
And shit's actually labeled properly.
Yeah, it's labeled. But also I just like, you know, you start looking through and you start finding like always like you click new artists and it's like, and it's not just like all these like crazy famous ones. It's like ones that are kind of, you know, whatever. They're not well known.
Yeah.
But you find new music. Whereas Napster, I just Napster or whatever, LimeWire, whatever fuck all the other ones.
Yeah.
I just keep on downloading just bands that I knew when I was like 15. Like it's always I'm just always downloading The Doors. You know what I mean?
What do you listen to music wise? You said like
I pretty much listen to everything. Should I pull up my iPod and say what?
Well,
I'm
you were talking about like new bands and all that stuff.
Okay,
like,
let's start with the A's.
Massimo music.
Well, I just this new chick ZZ Ward. She's pretty awesome.
Don't know her.
Yeah, that's what
kind
I'm
of
saying.
Music is it?
I found this new band. I was just on YouTube on this. What's it called? The Garage Center.
The Internet? Oh, right.
The Garage Center.
Okay.
I saw Dead Sarah. It's a fucking awesome band. Whatever.
I feel like you're threatening my girlfriend.
Yeah, Spoon. I know everybody knows this band. I only found out about them
Spoon?
6 months ago.
I don't know this band either?
I still feel special.
I don't.
Three bands. You guys don't know anything. I feel like I'm a music connoisseur or some shit.
This is the music from the 70s.
I have a very dated.
You don't buy music off iTunes, eh?
Not really.
Yeah, that's what there is, bro. Start buying iTunes.
And by not really, I mean not at all.
Not at all.
No.
You're into wrestling and comic books.
Wrestling, not comic books.
Are you not a comic book?
No.
Dude, I thought you were a comic book dude.
No, wrestling.
Wrestling, okay.
Wrestling and horror movies.
Wrestling and horror movies.
And porn.
No.
No, really?
No, because even though like I wrote porn for a couple months, like a few years ago, like there'll be like guys.
Did you write,
now,
were you one of those dudes that wrote for also Brass?
I worked with Patrick for a little bit.
Oh, you're like now that I wrote for it, I kind of see through the veil.
No, but it's like, guys.
I know the magic, the trick to the magic.
People rattle off names to me of like actors and shit. I'm like, I don't fucking know who any of the people. Like, I don't know their names. Like, I wrote for 2 months. I didn't know the fucking names then. And like,
there's no need to get angry about it, bro.
I know. Like, it's like, no, I'm like, I'm not a porn nerd. It's like, I'm not
a porn nerd, but there's like a couple of porn actors. Like, I really don't like random porn. I was like, I find this porn actress does what I like to do. I'm going to remember that name.
I love random porn.
And then hang on to it.
Mm-hmm.
I watch porn. So I guess that happens.
How weird for you as a man to watch porn.
Yeah, exactly. But that's it. I don't understand it. A buddy of mine, just like blindly, I was like, I don't even know. Like, just types in like, porn, please. And then, like, clicks a video.
Really? That's what he writes, porn, please? He doesn't write, like, fucking deep throat.
No,
or anything.
He's like, if I want to fucking jerk off, I go to, like, YouPorn and click.
And I politely ask for some porn.
No, he's like, I click top rated and I click the first one.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that would not do it for me. Like,
yeah.
I usually
click on amateur. That's what I do.
Amateur?
I like to watch real people fucking. You know what I mean?
But it's fake amateur.
Just a camera on a tripod.
I'm with you on that one.
A couple or in love. Just showing everybody on the internet.
Exactly. My GF takes it up the ass first time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Are we getting into a question period?
We are.
I think we are, because it's like 5 past 7.
Coming up on questions.
We should do questions. Yeah. We should do questions.
Sure. Do questions.
Let's do questions.
We're just getting raunchy.
Yeah.
Talking about porn.
A little
too
raunchy.
Let's clean it up.
Let's, yeah, because it's a family show.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Family show, and we got some family questions.
I remember the question from last time.
Oh, good. I think it was asleep.
I remember this from last. There's like the question from last time.
Yeah, and I wish
somebody
I
from the interview last time asked the question.
Yeah, which I actually slept through. I literally slept through.
Slept?
I passed
okay.
out because we started recording at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we started recording at 2. By that point, it was a little, it was near 3.
I was done.
Ram was being surly and kicking people the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't have your big boy pants on.
Did not have my big boy pants.
You couldn't stay past 2.
Nope.
All right.
It was super funny. He wasn't even that hungry. He was just sleepy.
So fucking tired. All right.
So I don't even know. We've sort of answered these before, but whatever. We'll go round 2, and then we'll compare them to your last time.
Okay, great.
We'll see how it goes.
See how consistent you are.
Question number 1. What was your favorite plaything/toy when you were a kid?
My imagination.
Oh.
That's what I said last time, and everybody called me gay.
Gay.
My favorite toy, like anything that was like a gun or a sword. I still like swords. I always wanted for my mother to buy me a sword.
A real sword?
Well, if it would have been a real sword, that would have been fucking awesome.
Did you like make everything a sword? Would you like find sticks and make it swords?
Yeah, I just like swords and guns.
Yeah.
So if we travel back in time to when Massimo was 12, we give him a sword. Do we change the course?
Probably.
You'd be staying in Montreal.
I'd probably become like an Olympic fencer or something.
You'd also be staying in Montreal.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. When we were 12, I forgot about
we
that.
We solved right? it. It was we a sword. It. You were missing a sword
yes,
the whole time.
All we have to do now is build a time machine to solve my happiness.
All we needed was a sword.
Yeah.
So, guns and swords.
But yeah, those are my favorite things.
But were you into the idea of like killing someone with them, or were you just like, this makes me a badass?
I don't know, bro. I was fucking a kid, man. Okay. Fucking guns are cool.
That was pretty much. I was absolutely.
No, like I wanted to kill, like you know,
the bad guys.
Yeah.
Because
I was always the good. I always wanted to be like the good guy. You know what I mean? When I watched wrestling, you know, I was like Hulkamaniac. You know,
cool.
Rowdy Piper. Fuck him. I like him now as I grew up and realized that wasn't for real. You know what I mean? But Walter. No, I'm just kidding. No, you know what I really started liking? Roddy Piper, whichever way you pronounce it.
They Live?
Yeah, They Live.
Yeah!
Fucking awesome.
Yeah!
Another one of my favorite things in the fucking world.
That's probably one of, like, probably one of my top 10 fucking films.
It's so good.
It's, like, wicked.
It's so good.
And I love, like, shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
It's one of my favorite fucking things in the world.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Yeah.
I got to directly ask John Carpenter questions about that.
I remember you mentioned something
I got,
about
like,
that.
I went to like a.
Did you ask him again? I remember you said it was something really interesting.
I was like, what? How did you come to cast? Like
Roddy Piper.
He's like, he met him after WrestleMania 3, and he thought he was the perfect embodiment of like the everyman. I'm like, no, he's not. He's like this ripped dude. He doesn't look like an everyman at all. He's like,
he's a monster.
Yeah.
Wasn't John Carpenter like, let's get this wrapping? I have.
Oh yeah, and then John Carpenter was like, I want to go get drugs now. So I can we
interview's over?
Like, let's cut the question short here.
Yeah.
He's like, I want drugs. And it was pretty cool. All right, number 2.
Cool.
Question number dos. What is your favorite drink?
You did it.
My favorite drink? Whiskey.
You have a favorite whiskey?
Brand or?
Glenmorangie.
Glenmorangie? Okay.
I usually drink Canadian Club because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. I think I know that. I've often
seen
it with
Scotch whiskey.
Some brown liquor. And
Yeah. Glenmorangie, that's nice. It's like, but it's like, you know.
Neater on rocks.
With cheap whiskeys on the rocks.
Yeah, same.
Really good ones, just neat.
Same,
or maybe one little ice cube.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
All right. That's easy. 3.
I think that he should make his own whiskey with Dave Mirege and call it Glenmorangie. Glenmorangie sounds like a decent whiskey.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all the good whiskeys have a Glen for you.
and a Lebanese last name.
Yeah, exactly.
Glenmorangie.
Yeah.
Glen Massimo Mirege.
I was thinking about making my own whiskey. Well, you know, not
like
really make my own. Like, just grab some vodka and then just dump it in a wooden barrel.
See what happens.
Yeah.
That's probably how
whiskey's
made.
That's pretty
much
the story of whiskey. You know what I mean? The Irish invented whiskey, and when he did it, it was just a clear liquid, and then some Scottish dude brought it back, and he emptied out like a wine barrel. Well, he didn't empty it out. He drank a wine barrel.
Yeah, he drank.
And then he put this clear liquid called whatever the fuck called it in fucking Gaelic.
Yeah, it was moonshine.
Shashashai, whatever the fuck it was called. Uh-huh. And he dumped it into this barrel, and then when he went back, and he noticed that, you know, it changed kind of the flavor and the color, and it let it age for longer, and that's what makes that brown color is the wood. Mm-hmm. So I want to throw some fucking vodka into a wood barrel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just let's sit there for 10 years, see what happens.
Throw some shitty, get some Everclear, throw some shitty wood in there.
Yeah.
Glenmorangie.
Glenmorangie. It's a project you guys can take up while you're living in the top of the CN Tower.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Third question. Best time ever.
Best of right now, guys.
Hey.
Right now. Ah, yes.
Clink.
Walter doesn't have a beer.
You fucker.
Best time ever. I don't know. You know, I'm one of those people, like, where, like, you know, let's say, like, you know, like, you know, favorite drink, whiskey. But there's a lot of things I like drinking, but it's what I drink all the time. No. But I really have trouble saying, like,
what was the first
favorite thing or best thing ever. There's a lot of things that I liked a lot. What?
Would something like pop in your head, even if it wasn't the best?
Well, I guess
time
the
ever?
Best thing ever, like, you know, as far as, you know, as a comedian, was your first time I was in Just for Laughs. That was pretty awesome. But I've had other awesome moments after that. You know what I mean?
And it wasn't that fake off Just for Laughs thing like this summer. It was
right?
Like real
no.
Just
yeah,
for
yeah.
Laughs
it was a real Just for Laughs thing. Yeah, yeah.
Just kidding. There was all sorts of great people on Off JFL.
I was on Off JFL. Yeah, no. You fucking asshole.
No, like I thought that was super funny actually.
Why is that?
I think that they did Off Just for Laughs because like last year all the like one man shows.
We're
done in ZooFest, but then ZooFest is no longer with Just for Laughs, whatever it is.
No, don't get me wrong.
So then they just created this thing called Off Just for Laughs. It's like, part of Just for Laughs. It's a pretty big fucking deal to get into it, Keith.
Every show I went every show I went to this year was a part of Off JFL. Like,
yeah. All the one person shows.
Yeah, like I thought that was, I mean, like even fucking Kasher. Kasher's face is all up around
who?
Moshe Kasher.
Who? Moshe who?
Kasher. Anyway, his face. His face is all over the Hyatt, but he was on Off JFL. I was like, I feel like you're like, he's like, what? It's like, it was supposed to be his big year, right? He was like comedy something of whatever. And
I fucking know.
Yeah, anyway. I was actually reading the press releases for JFL.
Who is this guy? Where is he from?
Walter. From Oakland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a skinny guy.
It's funny. I probably recognize
kind of
my
like
face.
A hipstery look, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
He does
that
like,
narrows it down.
Yeah, he does. And he does but he does, like, Orthodox Jewish material.
Oh, okay,
he was about being raised, like,
Orthodox Jew, but also really
no
into. I'm
sure I don't recognize my face.
But also really into gangster hip hop. Because both
I think I know what you're talking about.
Both his parents were
that
deaf.
That was it? That's what.
No, I just don't want to sound stupid anymore. All right. I'm like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You should have stopped the podcast 5 minutes
He was raised.
What?
A lot of his like weirdness comes from the fact that he was raised Orthodox Jew, but his parents were deaf.
What is this? Go plug.
So
Moshe
he could listen to gangster rap without his parents ever knowing.
Oh, okay.
So he like grew up really cockeyed in Oakland.
Okay.
So anyhow, I just thought it was funny that his face was like he was like all over the place.
Yeah.
It was a big push for him this year, but his show was Off JFL, and I was like, that's good. And
well,
fuck it.
Maybe he didn't think it was a big deal. It was probably a big deal for him, man. Probably a big deal for a lot of comics.
God damn it!
You know what I mean? All right, no, I'm just
fuck
kidding.
You,
no, it is bullshit.
Who are you?
No, I'm just
kidding. What was your first show at JFL, though? Like, what was it?
I did the Montreal show in 2004
okay.
at Club Soda. Okay. It was like two shows. There was one night, two shows. The first show I did, I was my favorite. Like, I rocked both shows.
Okay.
My first show, it was Terry DeMontagnier and Ted Bird.
Terry DeMontagnier, cool, yeah.
Yeah,
I remember when they used to do that. Yeah.
They hosted it, and like Joey Elias was on it, Tim Rabnett,
oh, cool.
Sugar Sammy. It was also his first year.
Awesome.
His first Just for Laughs. And who else? There was the Bionic Yahoos sketch troupe that just wasn't so bionic.
Ernie Butler liked those guys a lot. Didn't Ernie Butler like those guys a lot?
Yeah, no, they were scheduled for they were together for like 7 or 8 years. Then you know other people moved.
Yeah,
very funny sketch troupe. Just like a couple of people moved and all that, so it kind of you know stopped being. And I think that's it, pretty much what was on the show. But that was like an awesome moment. Do you know what I mean? It was just like it was something to show my parents.
Yeah.
Like, look at me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm in this festival. Now everything's gonna come together. And nothing really happened after that. But you know what I mean? But it was something to show them that moment.
Who is it? Someone was talking about that. Brad Williams. Brad Williams?
Yeah, yeah.
I just made the midget sign by putting small.
I was on a show with him this year.
Yeah, yeah. He was talking about being like, he's like, oh, it's such like a big deal to fucking come, like, being Just for Laughs. And I was like, Montreal is like comedy for most of the year, but JFL is a big
deal. Yeah,
fucking
no, that's
deal.
What it is. Yeah. And everybody, like, when you tell me from Montreal, are like, oh, how's the scene there? It must be amazing, right? Because you guys have the Just for Laughs. It's amazing for like.
Like, we smush it all into 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. And then the rest of the time is just, you know, a regular city like any other city. You know, this size, you know what I mean? There's two comedy clubs.
But I think it might
And it's awesome that there is this, you know, festival here.
I think it might almost play against our fucking clubs and stuff, too.
No, not really, because other cities like this size don't have a festival.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Like this.
The festival kind of plays against it. Because if you're like, oh, am I going to go to a comedy on Thursday? No, I'll save my comedy money for the big festival.
No, because those people, they don't even know that a comedy club exists. A lot of people that go out.
They're like,
go
I
out
only see comedy at Place des Arts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, but a lot of people, when they go, oh, every year I buy a pass and I go Just for Laughs. I'm like, oh, cool. Do you ever go to the Comedy Works or the Comedy Nest? They're like, what? What's that? And I'm like, the Comedy Nest, the Comedy Works. It's like, I've talked to some people who just think that the Comedy Works and the Comedy Nest only exist for the
weeks.
Time of the festival. They're like, oh, I thought that was just like some room that they just put together and then just slapped the sign. It's like, you think they just built a fucking comedy club for like 20 days out of the year for the festival, you know what I mean? But yeah.
So you're saying people are idiots.
But yeah, people just don't know. Like, listen, I didn't even know the Comedy Works existed, and I've been a big fan of comedy my whole life until I was like, you know, like, I don't know. The first time I walked into a comedy club, I was 23 years old when I, you know, jumped on stage the first time.
Huh.
I didn't even go to comedy clubs, and I loved comedy.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? But mostly to do because, you know, a lot of comedy clubs don't really advertise and all that.
I see. Walter, fourth question from our former guest, Mo Aurora.
Oh, I have no idea what that question is.
I know, you were asleep.
Tell us that this fucking ask a question.
Make it up and make Mo mad. No, the question is...
I remember what it is. He didn't know who the next guest would be, but his question nonetheless was, why are you so much of a better comedian than I am?
Well...
was that it? That wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
Whatever, he's never going to be... He's not coming back to this town.
Fuck you, Mo!
Yeah. It's not like anybody listens to this, you know what I'm saying?
Just Mo, actually, which is the really cool part. It's just Mo. He's
just
listening to every episode. Like,
man.
Yeah.
One listen. We track his IP, and we're like, Mo, actual question is, when you're in a relationship, is it okay to schedule sex?
No, that's stupid. You should just...
Moving on.
Just, yeah.
follow-up question.
No, that's stupid. Like the guy who asked the question.
Follow-up question. When's the last time you were in a relationship?
Who schedules sex?
You're busy.
What was your last committed relationship?
Fuck.
Because I think that affects your answer. There you go. Okay.
No, but
that's like, you're busy.
Just,
you're busy. I'm busy. We both
have.
I've
seen some people. You know what I mean? But it's not like a serious relationship.
Right.
But who the fuck schedules?
No, but the idea is
if
not.
If you're busy people.
Yeah, exactly. You're busy. I'm busy. Thursday we're not busy. You know what that means? Like wink.
Oh, let's do some sex.
Yeah.
Or how about we just, you know, when you're in the same room, and you know you're gonna have 2 or 3 hours that you don't
have
to do anything. Just start fucking. You know,
yeah, but maybe, but
know,
if you
like,
plan it, you make sure you're fucking.
I just feel
check.
Like you start planning shit, then that's when you become. That's when you basically become like a boring couple or something.
But like, if
no
you know,
offense to anybody who schedules.
If you're
sex.
Really busy, playing devil's advocate here, I do agree with some spontaneity. But if you're really busy, and you're like, oh shit, it's Thursday night, I know I'm having sex, you won't masturbate before she gets home, so you'll be ready. Because what if you jerk off? She's like, I'm ready. And you're like, I'm not.
So you go down on her, bro. You know what I mean?
You just go down on her and pretend it's all about her.
Yeah, yeah. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Got it.
I don't know.
Words of wisdom.
Stick a finger in her.
All right, so no. Massimo, ladies, is Mr. Spontaneous. He will not book sex with
I might schedule sex with someone, like, you know, a lady I haven't seen in a while.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, coming to this city at this time. Remember last time we hooked up?
Yeah.
About we fucking do something.
That's like, but that's putting it in your agenda. Like
yeah.
your travel
well,
agenda.
Well, you know what? I have scheduled sex, but only because I was like seeing a newly divorced woman.
I thought you were going to be
know,
like multiple
kids.
Women at the same time.
No, because, you know, she had some kids, right. And then 1 week she would have kids, 1 week she wouldn't. It's like, hey, this week, Friday, come by to my place, and like, cool. Nice. But it's not like I was like, all right, I'm going to pencil in for this.
Move this around.
It's like, okay, we'll hook up on Friday, you know what I mean? All
right.
But not like an actual relationship, and I like live with the person.
Walter, do you schedule sex?
Not like that.
Do you beg for sex?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Usually 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning on a weekday.
Yeah. Maybe wake up.
Poke.
All right, we're going to wrap this up, guys. I got things to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, last question.
People
is?
See, people bankrupt, you know what I'm saying? What it's saying.
Actually, last question.
I wrote that joke in the car.
Hey.
See, people bankrupt, people and I'm like, they're going to love this.
I enjoyed it.
I'm a loser.
It's not one of those laugh out loud jokes.
It'll go over better in Toronto.
Yay.
It will.
I'm going to save it for when I do a corporate for some banks.
Exactly.
Right? Huh?
Toronto's right. Gonna be all like, we're so much more financially secure. We can laugh at that.
We don't understand. Yeah.
All right. Last question.
Last sure, question is ask it. A question into the future to our future guest.
Who's the future guest?
We don't know.
You don't know.
Never know.
Okay.
We're pros that way.
We never know. We asked you to do this yesterday.
Well, if it's a comic, I'm assuming it'll probably be a comic. Is it usually comics most
that's,
of the time?
That's going out on a limb. We've had a lot of.
Okay. But okay. Comics. I'll do two. Can I do two questions?
Sure.
One, if it's a comic.
Sure.
Okay. This is kind of like, because I remember the first time I did comedy, I did well, and I sometimes think to myself, if I didn't do well that first time, would I have continued doing comedy?
Right.
And I sometimes think to myself, maybe if I didn't do well the first time. So if you wouldn't have done well the first time, would you have continued doing comedy?
Well, we could adapt that for anybody, though, because we usually have creative types on.
Yeah.
We could have been like, if you were not good at drawing while you're an artist, you just like fucking bail.
Yeah, like yeah. Even if you're like an artist, maybe like the first time you drew something, if somebody went, "That's shit," would you continue drawing?
Yeah.
You know, or maybe the first time you like, you know, you finally learn how to play like a song on a
you're
guitar.
Like, I'd like to show you my song, and everyone's like, "Your song is shitty, kid."
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Dreams crushed. Or a wrestler.
Because
first time you got into the ring, you sucked.
Yeah. First time you got a concussion.
Did you text Massimo?
Yeah.
It's good. Or do you want another question, or is that? I think we can adapt that to anybody.
Yeah, yeah, but I guess that would be my question.
The first time you
I was
did.
Just thinking about that the other day. If I would have sucked the first time.
Just, you just, you're just like, is like, wouldn't just like full of bleak thoughts. Like,
that's my
brain. Yeah, but I like, but it's like full of bleak thoughts, but just sort of been like, I'm Massimo, and I've been killing it since my first time.
No, I
wonder what it's like
it.
Not to be me.
No, I did not. Exactly. That's pretty much what I'm saying. How was it when you bombed? No. No, I did well the first two times, then bombed the third time.
Oh, okay.
But if I would have done bad the first time, I think I would have probably done it a second time. But if I would have sucked two times in a row, I probably, like I said at the beginning, I would have just ran away from my problem. You know what I mean?
Possibly tried to get into sword
cabinet
fighting.
Making.
And probably, maybe got maybe some fencing classes or something. Yeah.
Become a pirate.
Yeah, a pirate.
So... the last chance to see Massimo coming up in, this will go up, I believe, this goes up on what day are we today? The 12th, this will go up on the 19th.
We're the 13th.
Yeah, but it goes up on a Thursday, so.
I'm just telling what day it is.
Today's the 13th.
So it's going to go up on the 19th. So
okay, cool.
You have a couple shows coming up.
I have, I'll be hosting all weekend long at the Comedy Works, Thursday to Friday.
That's the 26th, Thursday 27th,
28th. 26th, 27th, 28th. Thursday one show, 8:30, Friday and Saturday. Two shows, 8:30 and 10:30, and Big Jay Oakerson will be headlining. That's awesome.
Yep.
Fucking comic. He's done a nasty show. He was off JFL. You know what I mean? Kicking ass. Right off of the JFL.
Shit. Hey, you know what should open for you?
Who
this
should open?
This guy.
Oh, are you going to be there?
No.
He's pointing
at
another guy.
I don't think it's booked. That's not booked, but I mean, you know.
You say, buddy,
I'm leaving.
Buddy,
I gotta go.
Love to help you. I have no power, bro.
I gotta go. It's my last show here. So I'm leaving. Just do this one thing for me. I'm leaving.
Yeah,
have Walter open.
I wish I could help you.
Yeah.
I would if I could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would if I
but
could.
I bet you really would too.
Yeah.
I bet you really
too
would.
Too bad this is a podcast. If there was a camera, people could see
I
my
bet you really would.
Face right now.
He's just giving him double fingers. Like, fuck you.
But yeah, that'll be there. I'll be that'll be my last before I take off to the Big Smoke.
Hey,
Big Smoke.
Yeah, that's what they call Toronto. Big
I
Smoke.
I don't understand why.
I don't know either.
I feel that it was never such an industrial city that it was the Big
Hamilton.
Smoke.
That's the Big Smoke right there.
Toronto's called Big Smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since when?
Smoke City.
Since forever.
The John.
We should be called fucking the Big Smoke.
Yeah.
Because of smoke meat, right?
You guys, you know.
Hey.
You know.
Ho.
You know.
I really never thought there was such. Anyway. I really didn't think it was such a big industrial fucking background.
Well, nobody really, not too many people call it the Big Smoke anymore.
And there's
people like my age who remember that.
But I've also
not
heard
that I'm like
smoke,
ancient or anything, but everybody just calls it T Dot now.
Yeah, the T Dot.
The T Dot.
Shitty.
T-dot.
I say it too, and every time I say it, I'm like, fuck.
You want to punch yourself
in
the stomach.
It's like shitty. It's,
yeah, yeah. It's kind of like writing LOL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You
do anyway. Like, yeah.
But you do, yeah.
I feel like you can safely say, I'm going to the worst place in the world, and people will know what you're talking about.
They're like, what, the Big Smoke?
Exactly. Where yeah, they yeah. can just tell you, you look a little tipsy, please leave. Fuck you, Toronto.
Yeah. We have laws with people getting drunk and having fun.
So this is Go Plug Yourself?
Thank you, Massimo.
Hey, go plug yourself, guys.
Did you did you feel like you starred enough?
Yeah, yeah, no, I feel good.
Good.
I never have to do this stupid show again.
Great.
No, no, no. I was gonna say, we're gonna if we come to Toronto, we're gonna have a show in your apartment with everybody who lives in your apartment.
Absolutely. That's totally. Yeah. Let's fucking do that, man.
All right.
For real.
Peace, kids.
Have fun.
Check out.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?